Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. There's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you are on Twitter, don't forget you can follow me there at Jim Blasingame. Bill Schley is our guest, folks. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand, also the Microscript Rules. Bill, welcome back and talk to us about what a microscript is.
Well, okay. I'm glad you asked, Jim. Microscripts, basically what we're talking about is that we're really entering a word-of-mouth world here. I mean, it used to be that you communication only went one way. You know, there was TV, print, and radio, right, and you only broadcast one way. But now, and everyone's afraid now. They're saying, oh, we have this hundreds of new mediums out there. Well, we really don't. There's really... What's happening is every little machine, from a cell phone to even a social network, is kind of a machine. But iPods, Blackberries, anything—they're all little word-of-mouth machines. That's all they are, little word-of-mouth machines. So everybody is broadcasting to everybody else in the world. Now you have the ability to talk to, you know, to word-of-mouth messages, literally worldwide, not just over the backyard fence. And because people can do that, they don't really want to listen anymore to necessarily what companies tell them and authorities tell them, because they don't have to. You can listen to what your friends, who you already trust, tell you. And that's the trust part. So trust comes up front. And the idea is, but those little messages need to be very, very short. They need to fit on a BlackBerry screen, on the back of a T-shirt. Nobody has time. And so you realize that the right 5 words will beat 5,000 words. The right 5 words are critical now. You need to be able to tell your story more than ever in this crazy chaos, but you need to be able to say it in one sentence or less. And you really can. And those little things are microscripts. So, I mean, everything I'm sorry, you say something, Jim?
I was just going to say that one of the things, to tag on to what you were just saying, one of the things that I've been talking to my audience about and in the speeches I've given, and I'm going to be writing a lot about this, is if you think about it, there's always been three elements to a relationship with a customer. The buying decision has always been rested with a customer. The information that they needed, when I was a salesman all those years ago, I was my customer's internet. They waited on me to bring them information. So we, as businesses, we controlled most of the information. And number three is whatever they could learn from other people about us. Well, until the last 10 years or so, it was difficult for one customer to find out about the other customer's experience. But now we've got something that you said a minute ago, and the term for that is UGC, user-generated content.
That's what
you just described a minute ago.
Okay.
And so now customers have all three. They've got control of the buying decision, they got control of the information, and they now can talk to somebody they've never met about their experience with you and your product.
Exactly.
And so what business and what you're talking about is so important, Bill, because what businesses have to understand is customers are now in control, and we have to focus our messaging and our branding and our everything we do around that fact.
Well, here's the thing, couple things real quick. One thing is that this theory, the microscript theory, and the book, it's called The Microscript Rules, How Ideas Break Through in the Hyperconnected World, which is this word-of-mouth world we're in. The theory is that as human beings get more and more stressed, especially like in times of danger or great stress, what happens is the brain gets very, very simple. Very, very simple. I mean, when you're in an emergency, if you're out in the jungle and a lion starts running at you, I'm telling you, things get very, very simple. And that's the way the brain loves to work.
Right.
When things get simple, the brain works on these little rules of thumb, which tell it how to think without thinking. So the thing is, it's the same thing. We are now in a world of total communications chaos. Total communication chaos. Everyone's zillions of products and zillions of messages. So it's
everybody's
kind of
a publisher, right?
They are. Everybody is publishing and broadcasting. So for any message to come through, you realize the brain wants it so simple, and so quick. But when you do that, it will cut through, and that's and the, And the fact of the matter is, you can tell stories that way. Now, one example is if you look at the healthcare debates. Well, politicians are doing this. They figured this out a while ago. You know, when the one side of the debate was talking about death panels and don't pull the plug on grandma, all these little microscripts that you could remember and instantly remember and tell a little story with, whereas the other side was talking in these big, long, you know, paragraphs and stories with lots and lots of facts, but everybody remembered death panels. And that's sort of a little example of that. So if you've got a new product like a new sugar substitute, and you say it's made from sugar, so it tastes like sugar, and that happens to be Splenda, that's a little 8-word story, and that little story can be told by anybody because people want to talk about you, and if you give them the words, they will say thank you very much, thank you for giving me those words.
And see, the thing is businesses and customers, consumers and businesses that we do business with.
Yeah.
Are looking less in the future for marketing messages and more for support and help and communication and connection than they are for marketing.
Well,
our values, the values that they see in how we do our business, how we work with them, that's more important. And then you're going to be able to stick in there in those, as you deliver that information, that support and those values, you're going to be able to stick in these little marketing messages, but not a big commercial.
No, and the thing about it is, the marketing message, it's not that marketing messages aren't important, but the point is that people can tell whether you can't have phony, fluffy, made-up ones. You have to be performing, number one. You can't hide performance anymore. And then you have to give them a message of value. Tell them a story of value that they can remember.
Right.
Because another big, huge thing, it's not what people hear anymore. It's what they're going to repeat.
Right. I want you to talk about that when we come back after these messages. Folks, it's kind of hard to have a brand message, a brand promise on the top of your website, and at the bottom have 10 examples from customers who aren't happy with that brand message. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We're visiting with our good friend Bill Schley. His brand new ebook is called The Microscript Rules, How Ideas Breakthrough in the Hyperconnected World. Folks, do you wake up in the morning thinking, how am I ever going to get my message out there? There's all this confusion. There's all this noise. There's all this chaos. All this new stuff coming online. How am I ever going to compete with all that? Well, just download Bill's ebook, and I think you'll learn an awful lot about that. Bill, tell us how we can find it.
On our website, if you go to it's www and then .davidid, that's the name, like the name David, davidid.com, davidid.com. If you go there and click on books, you'll see the Microscript Rules, and just it should download for you. It's about 30 pages. It's real easy. It's real quick. Yep. It sets up the whole thing that you need to do and understand. And then I got to say, the real book is coming out. It's coming out. In the spring.
Yeah.
And
of course, we expect you to launch that on the show. But the other thing, we're going to continue to give you previews, folks, of the book of the hardback book. But go get this electronic book, folks, and I think you'll like it. And the good thing I like about it, Bill, is you got pictures. Thank you for that.
We do. Well, e-books are supposed to be a lot of fun. But let me. Here's what
I want you to tell us about the thing about it's not what they hear, it's what they repeat.
That's almost the key to the whole thing. When you realize it used to be, when I communicate, I want to get that message out. I want people to hear my message. But nowadays, when people are talking so much and sending messages back and forth to each other, the real mother load, everybody, if you want your message to get around, you need them to broadcast it. And that's how things go viral, by the way, because everyone's broadcasting your message. So what's really important is not what they hear, but what they want to repeat. And you want to give them words that they like to repeat. That's what those little microscripts are. They're like little instant messages in little repeatable packages. And let me just give
Like plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
You bet. Now some people say, well, that's just a tagline. You could say, well, taglines can be microscripts if they're written in microscript language, which means a little piece of a story, usually as a metaphor. But let me give you one example, one quick one.
Right.
We started a business about, 8 years ago and didn't realize that, and what we were doing was microscripts. We had a software company that was making easy-to-use software. We're just five guys. We were building the first easy-to-use, you know, banking at home on your computer software. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to sell it to the banks. We had the easiest, best software there was, but we were competing against Microsoft and some other, and Visa and big companies. And no banks wanted to talk to a little five-person company. Until we figured out a microscript that was so irresistible that they couldn't not meet with us. And we named it Home ATM. The name is critical, but right there, Home ATM, now that tells you the story right there, that it's a banking product that's just like an ATM machine. And then we said, it's so easy that if you know how to work an ATM machine, you already know how to do home banking. And then we said to the bankers, you know, you can have an ATM now in every home, your ATM with your brand.
Wow.
Now, all of a sudden, those are three little microscripts that not only could they remember, but they could repeat to their boss, they could repeat in the organization, they could tell other people. And all of a sudden, we got meetings. They couldn't resist having meetings with us to find out about the home ATM. So those are the
microscripts. I did that. I started doing that 20 years ago when I started my consulting business 20 years ago, before, which was what I did before I started my media company.
Yep.
It branched into the media company. Mm-hmm. When I started out, I said, okay, how can I get people to remember me? How can I get other people to refer me? Because I wasn't going to do any advertising.
Yep.
I was, you know, as a consulting company. Mm-hmm. And so whenever people said, how do I, you know, I'm going to tell my friend about you. What do you want me to say? I said, tell them I'm a vice president you can rent.
That's nice.
And people never forgot that.
And they did. They remember, didn't they?
Yeah, and so people would call me and ask me about it.
And people will remember a little script like this. They'll repeat it to you 20 years later. You can say 10,000 different things. They won't remember one thing. But if you give them that right little, and one of the most famous examples of all is when, you know, Johnny Cochran, O.J. Simpson's lawyer, said, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. You know, people remember that was a little microscript that basically said it wasn't O.J. was innocent because he was framed by the cops. The glove wasn't his glove. That was all it was. But that microscript, you know, stuck there in people's minds 20 years later.
And so, but now, folks, you got to have the goods to back all that up.
You do.
You know, right? You can't just have the days of having a brand promise or some microscript, as you say, that you can't back up, that you're not backing up, that your customer's experience is not backing up. You can't do that, but you do have to have something people will remember and say correctly. Bill, give us the website one more time quickly.
DavidID.com.
DavidID.com. Check it out. The book is called The Microchip Rules. I hope you'll check it out, folks. It's an e-book. You'll have a lot of fun with it and learn some stuff. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, Jim, thanks.
We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.